Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Beamish and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. High noon in the District of Columbia, points north, south, east, and west. Mm-hmm. We're out in Ashburn. We're going to hear from Dan Quinn in probably about a half hour. You know one thing? I think Keim reported this. But I think one thing that's going to be pretty interesting, I want to say it's John. If it's somebody else, forgive me, whoever said. One was John Allen.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it's possible he could get back.
I heard someone saying that.
I think Keim reported it, but
someone said that. What was it? I think over the weekend.
Yeah, I think
a fan actually asked me that. Yeah, I said I don't know, bro.
It revealed that the pec, I think it was his pec, right? There was a torn muscle. Yeah, it was a torn pec, but they. Surgery revealed it was only partially torn. I saw him, where were we, in New Orleans. I saw John in New Orleans. I haven't actually talked to him, but it might be worth a little update on that from old DQ. Right now, though, time to get to our power rankings. Every week we go through power rankings. We use NFL.com just to try to have some, you know, consistency. We use the same dude every week, Eric Edholm. We've had him on the show. I generally like his look and feel for the game. I don't think it's particularly reactionary and definitely not hot takey. So many of these things are so hot takey, they're just trying to create more content churn by putting something outrageous in there. Who would you say is the number one team in football, Brian?
Number one team in football to me is still the Detroit Lions. They still score 40-some points against the Buffalo Bills with those injuries. I think they overall are a better team.
All right, NFL.com has Philly.
And I'm trying to piss off that dude Bilal in what you call him, too.
What, some dude in the chat?
Mm-hmm. I can't remember the hell I'm supposed to do.
Who's dude, what's interesting is you always tell me never to let, like, Twitter and all
that
stuff.
I like to have fun with people.
But the chat you are more into than all.
No, I look at the chat and stuff. I laugh at a lot of it. I just like to have fun with it.
Right.
You take that stuff to heart. I don't.
No, the chat I definitely don't take to heart. Of all the rankings of my what I take to heart, the chat is dead last. Lanville, who would you say is number one top team right now?
Probably the Eagles.
I think the way they beat down Pittsburgh, pretty impressive. They were able to throw the ball. And A.J. Brown, after the game, I did like his quote. A.J. Brown caught 8 passes for a 110 and a touchdown. And after the game, he did tell everybody to shut up. I kind of like that. Saquon didn't really get going. But
you say that after you have a game with 2 catches.
Yeah, right. The Steelers' defense is also quite good.
Yeah.
All right, so you would say Detroit won. Lanville would say Philly won. I can understand Philly being one right now. Who would you say is 2, B?
Philly?
About you, Landini?
I don't know, the Bills?
NFL.com says the Bills. And we've had this debate with college football about strength of schedule and who have you beaten. The Bills have now beaten the Chiefs, their only loss of the year, and the Lions. Lions have lost twice this year. One of them is to Buffalo, and the Bills beat the Chiefs too. Now, were both those games at home? Or Detroit was in Detroit, wasn't it? I'm going to look that up. But the Bills are playing really well, and I think a lot of football is when you're playing your best. It's not just playing your best, but when. And now is the time you want to be playing your best over this next month or so. Huh. Yeah, dude, Buffalo was in Detroit and beat them like that. That's a pretty impressive win. I think the Bills are playing really well right now. I think Detroit, with all the injuries and everything else happening, is kind of limping to the finish line here a little bit.
They scored 47 points.
Yeah, but
they're not limping.
B, they were down 20.
They still scored 47 points. I don't care what they were down.
They gave up 48.
They did, but they were coming through in the end, so that team still can play.
Undeniably. Detroit's still very good. What do you think the loss of David Montgomery does to Detroit? Campbell, Montgomery is kind of like him on the field.
He is, but now you got to use that extra talent of Gibbs now. Because he can do as much. Montgomery is like the leader and the power dude.
Yeah.
Gibbs is a badass. They got to figure out a way to utilize all of his talents now.
Well, and I would think with Jahmyr Gibbs, is he in year three probably? Right? Because I love the Lions are what Ron wanted to be, where they don't care about conventional draft wisdom. They're just going to take the person they want when they want them. Mm-hmm. It worked out in Detroit. It did not here in Washington. But it's Gibbs. This is Gibbs' second year. Last year was his rookie year, yeah. I guess. And don't you have to think some of playing with Montgomery has rubbed off on him, that he wants to just knock your face off?
He should.
You know what I mean?
He got a damn number 14. His running, his receiver, that's the way he plays.
Yo, for sure.
So, figure it out, man.
Where do you, of these four teams, B, Eagles, Bills, Lions, Chiefs, where do you put the Chiefs?
I'm going to put the Chiefs. I hear what everybody says. They win.
They certainly do.
The problem with me with the analytics world is this. Well, they won close games.
Who gives a damn, you win
the game. It's not about you got to win by a certain amount of points. Yeah, that look good for people's pride and for their fantasy leagues and all that stuff. Winning is all that matters. And they've won 13 of them?
13-1. They got a tough slate to close out here. They got Houston at home this week, and then they're at Pittsburgh, at Denver. You think they go 3-0 in those?
It's possible.
Bro.
Or if they, you know, what is Buffalo? Buffalo is what, 12-2? Or
I think Buffalo has three losses.
11-3. If they mess around and beat Houston this week, they may be chilling in one of those last games.
Yeah, the Bills have three losses.
Yeah, if they win the Houston this week, all of a sudden now, they have a chance to chill in one of the games.
The Bills have a much easier road home. They got the Pats twice and the Jets. Mm-hmm. It's easy to find the stuff Kansas City doesn't do well. You know what they do well?
Close out games.
Well, to that effect, they are first in the NFL at third down conversions. You want to win tight, stay on the field.
They stay on the field, they give themselves chances. And in a world where people only give a damn about offense, their defense keep them in all the games to allow the offense to be able to close out the game. They don't get respect for that.
And
they're in all these close games. How many points are people scoring against them?
The whole world knows on third down generally what happens. Mahomes to Kelce.
Mahomes throws to Kelce, and they complete them all the time. But my question would be to you.
Kelce on the season has 41 catches for first down. I mean, that's just absurd. Kareem Hunt has been their lead dog running back most of the season. He only has 34 runs for a first down.
All right. I want to know, what do their defense do? How many points they giving up? How many yards they giving up?
They've been good. Fifth in points allowed, fifth in yards allowed.
That's why they are 13-1 more than the offense. But people don't want to give credit to defenses in this day and age. They want to just give credit to the offense. Even though they have Pat Mahomes, their defense is carrying them more than anything.
And you are not, if I recall, concerned about the Mahomes high ankle sprain.
They didn't. They say it was a mild one.
I
saw him with a real one, and he played the next week.
Super Bowl.
Yes, away.
Ah, man, I'm trying to see if they keep receptions for first down stats. I wonder if Kelsey wouldn't be leading the NFL. For me, if you're going Eagles, Lions, Chiefs, Bills, I mean, that is just such a loaded group. I do think Baltimore deserves some conversation in that.
Yeah. But Baltimore lost to two teams that they shouldn't have
terrible.
Lost to completely.
And, man, Lamar and Josh Allen, I would say.
Lamar is playing out this world, bro.
Yeah, he and Josh Allen both are.
Yeah.
It's crazy. That MVP race is nuts. Every week you hear people like, oh, well, it's definitely Lamar. Oh, well, it's definitely Josh. They're both playing crazy. But both those dudes have entered the Karl Malone zone where, like, unless you get it done in January, like,
nobody
cool,
cares.
Congratulations.
DeMar has one person with more touchdown passes than him, right? And that's Joe Burrow, right?
I'll pull it up.
I think Joe Burrow has one more than DeMar.
So I did pull this up. Kelsey has 41 catches for a first down. He ranks 21st in the NFL. Number one, Ja'Marr Chase. Two, Amon-Ra. Three, Jefferson. Where do you think Terry is on that list?
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Mm-hmm. Tied for 8th, I believe, if I'm doing the math right. 48 catches from McLaurin have gone for first downs.
Mm.
Pretty impressive, right?
Yeah.
Burrow is the passing leader in the NFL. He's almost at 4,000 yards already.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll give you touchdowns. I know who the INT leader is.
Cousins.
Man, that's a dude that has largely protected the football. Burrow leads in yards, touchdowns, yards per game.
How many touchdowns he had?
36.
How many Lamar? 34?
Lamar is at 34.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, if you add in
whatever he's done
on the ground.
Six.
Yeah. And I don't know this, but Lamar, I would say the yardage is significantly more than it's been.
Yeah.
And here's the other part. Lamar has 34 touchdowns against only 3 picks.
Yeah. That says a lot.
Yeah, and Lamar is leading the NFL in yards per attempt, area adjusted yards per attempt, quarterback rate. I mean, Lamar is having an outrageous season. Josh Allen has only 25 touchdowns, but I wonder what he's got on the ground. Allen on the ground, it's so annoying that they list it separately. Dude, I'll have to look this up because I don't know how many Lamar has. All right, I know this number. Who do you think has more, Allen or Lamar on the ground?
I think Allen has more on the ground.
I'm pulling it up right now. Josh Allen has 11 touchdowns on the ground. Mm-hmm. Lamar is at only three.
Yeah.
That's fewer than I would have thought.
He's throwing the ball way more this year than he normally would do.
Well, and you got Derrick Henry at the goal line.
Yeah, you don't need to let him run all
kind of changes things. All right, they survived in New Orleans. Mm-hmm. Where do we think the Commanders land on the power ranks?
Knowing this league.
That was a straight-up survival.
They survived, but still, they won the game.
But you're better off surviving than not.
Yeah. So, I mean, people are like, oh, you survived. You won a damn football game. I'm going to go number 12.
B's at 12. I'm guessing Landfill looked. I don't think Jeff is there. 10.
10.
I'm reading now. Leading 17-0 well into the third quarter with the Saints' starting quarterback for the day benched, the Commanders went into a shell. They grew conservative on offense, settling for one more field goal and missing another try. Throughout the day Sunday, they killed themselves with negative plays. 8 sacks, 5 runs for negative yardage, and 9 penalties, and ultimately nearly gave up the game. Washington also was 2 all-or-nothing offensively, undercutting big gains with lost yards. Jaden Daniels found some early rhythm and was accurate with his throws, but the sacks kept adding up. A playoff spot is there for the taking, and the Commanders keep playing with their food. Coming off their Week 4 bye, they look sharp early and fizzled late, and their postseason credentials are certainly in doubt. This coming Sunday brings a telltale showdown with the red-hot Eagles, which could reveal whether the Commanders are capable of making noise in the playoffs, assuming they do, in fact, get in. I think that's pretty fair, honestly. Mm-hmm. That game looked like it was over early, and they weren't able to get it done late. I got to say, though, I don't hate the spot this weekend for Washington.
What, 10?
No, of the game this weekend. Dude, you got Philly just had to be very, very excited for that Battle of Pennsylvania, the game against Pittsburgh. And they deal with all that internal strife all week. They go out. They look really good against Pittsburgh. Mm-hmm. Next week, Philly's got the Cowboys at home. Now, the Cowboys aren't much of a draw at this point, but the Cowboys are slowly winning, could finish with a winning record, all of these things. Road trip down to Washington. Oh, man, we already beat them. We beat them 26-18. Wasn't even close. I'm just saying, I don't mind the spot this weekend for the Commanders.
Yeah, the spot is good, but still, the Commanders got to go out there and take the game. They got to go out there and take it to them, and they can't be hoping for that. They got to come out here and say, we're going to play from start to finish. We get opportunities like we did in the previous game, we're going to score touchdowns. You know, you go out and you can do that, then you got a chance with it. But I don't care what team you play in this league. If you give them confidence, but you keep faltering, you're going to lose.
A little bit of news, breaking news here on the Fan that we just talked about. Go figure. Like we maybe thought something might happen. The Washington Commanders announced they have opened the 21-day practice window for defensive tackle Jonathan Allen.
Mm.
Doesn't mean anything immediate, but
they opened it 21 days.
They only got 3 games left.
Yep, you open the 21 days, normally mean they can play within those 21 days, would mean he'll be playing within those 21 days.
Well, and with maybe it's even with the goal of playing 28 days from now.
Hey.
Or 26.
You don't want him to play before the playoffs.
Sure. I think if they opened it up now, like procedurally.
Crowder was open last week, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Where did he play? Where was he on Sunday?
I think J-Mo could have played 3 weeks ago. That was the roster machination. We're just going to keep this roster spot because we don't have to do anything. This one, I think they got to bring him along, but you want to get him playing probably by Atlanta, right?
Yeah, I'm with that.
If you look at a lot of Washington can clinch a playoff spot this weekend, but a lot of stuff has to happen. Next week against the Falcons, it might not be winning in, but it's going to be you got to win to stay in.
Yeah.
And I think that's really good news. I did want to ask my man Jeffrey, what do you think of the Commanders at 10 in the power rankings?
I like it.
Does that seem fair to you?
It does seem fair. I don't think we're top five. That's the only place I'll look at us next, but it seems fair.
All right, top 10 from NFL.com. They go, these are not our power rankings, they're NFL.com's power rankings. Eagles, Bills, Chiefs, Lions. This one is interesting. Vikings at 5. Minnesota just keeps winning games, dude.
Same thing Kansas City keep doing.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
they get way less respect than KC does.
But they keep winning games, and they are not ordinarily a team that wins. Kansas City is a team that won the last two Super Bowls,
right,
and everybody knocked that because they keep winning games. That's why I tell you, analytics is for the birds.
5, Vikings. I think the analytics with Minnesota are actually quite good.
Still, for the birds.
Green Bay at 6. Green Bay gets hot this time
Green
of year.
Bay can play. Landfill they get hot, and people got to come. When they got to come through Green Bay, that's a problem.
Landfill had the stat, Toyotathon. Shout out to Toyotathon. I drive a Toyota. During Toyotathon, which I think is usually December, right, because they're trying to sell cars before Christmas, Jordan Love in his career, not during Toyotathon, 29 touchdowns, 25 picks.
Mm-hmm.
Jordan Love during Toyotathon, 26 touchdowns, 2 interceptions.
But what's the relationship with Jordan Love and Toyota? That's what I was trying to figure out.
I don't know, but they should – If Landfill's finding these stats, the people at Toyota need to cut a deal. Get Jordan Love in the Tundra, baby. Green Bay looks good. Green Bay and Minnesota ahead of Baltimore. Interesting. Steelers got shoved around against Philly. I kind of get it. They're down to 8. Denver at 9. Washington at 10. I don't know about Denver ahead of Washington, but you do you.
Hey.
When we come back, you'll hear from Commanders head coach Dan Quinn.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.